The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, July 28, 2022. The U.S. blockade limits the development of human rights of the Cuban people. However, this country builds daily a work of social justice the world acknowledges. For more than 60 years, this genocidal policy has been encouraging signs of solidarity and humanism towards Cubans. And as President Miguel Díaz-Canel said in his speech for the National Rebellion Day, the blockade is today the best proof that socialism does work. His words, full of gratitude and respect for the youth of July 26, 1953, also had a message for the current generations who have the tasks that, if they were able to do it, we can do it. Díaz-Canel also urged the Cuban youth to attack the strongholds of economic inefficiency, bureaucracy, insensitivity, and hatred in order to build the prosperity the nation deserves. Faced with the epidemiological threat posed by monkeypox, already declared by the WHO as a global health emergency, the National Health System has established a group of actions aimed at preventing and confronting the risk of the spread of this zoonosis, which has not yet reported any contagion in Cuba. Grammar newspaper reported. In the first place, epidemiological surveillance was reinforced at the points of entry into the country, and health personnel were trained for the timely detection of suspected cases. Likewise, a flow chart was defined for the care of patients with suspected cases of the disease. Outbreak control measures were established, and the healthcare units for the care of cases with the disease were defined. Likewise, biosafety standards were established for patients, family members, and service providers, taking into account the level of contagiousness and the way in which this pathology is spread. The Alba Culture Center in Havana will host a recital this Thursday dedicated to late Commander Hugo Chavez, leader of Venezuela's Bolivarian Revolution, on occasion of the 68th anniversary of his birth. Coordinated by the Caracas Embassy in Havana, the tribute to the politician and statesman who was the president of the South American nation from 1999 to his death in 2013 will include, among other guests, the performances of Clave del Sol Vocal Project and singer-songwriter Eduardo Sosa. In Venezuela, the Hugo Chavez Higher Education Institute of Thought organized a varied program to commemorate the date, among them a lecture on the feminist thought of the leader, whose creativity and courage broke stereotypes and preconceptions. And in the international agenda, we have that the indigenous movement and the government of Ecuador resume talks on fuel, a controversial issue in which they are still at odds in the negotiations they began after 18 days of protests. The reinstallation of the technical table on this issue took place after 12 days of talks and a recess taken by the parties to make their proposals work. The indigenous sector delivered to the executive its suggestions to address the issue with 8 points focused on benefits for small farmers, community transportation, motorcycle cabs, and control of contraband, among others. In this regard, the Deputy Minister of Government, Homero Castañer, pointed out, "There is no firm proposal because it is not yet directed to those who should benefit from this subsidy," he said. The so-called targeting would then be a debate that could be extended during the rest of the week, according to the Ecuadorian Episcopal Conference, which acts as mediator in the negotiations initiated last July 13 and planned for 90 days with an agenda of 10 matters in which the social sectors seek solutions. Meanwhile, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador announced in his morning conference at the National Palace that he will increase Republican austerity with new measures of immediate effect. He explained that his government has not purchased new vehicles for public officials, and the newest vans they have are from 2018, acquired before he came to power. The federal government will continue to save without acquiring debts, without asking for additional loans, nor increasing taxes or the price of gasoline, he assured. He pointed out that to make a good government, the formula is simple: zero corruption and Republican austerity to release funds to development, deliver resources to the neediest people. These have helped to save, in this short time, more than 2 trillion pesos in general. He gave several examples of savings done, such as the fight against gasoline theft, the requirement for large taxpayers to pay taxes, the prohibition of tax remissions, and a large reduction in advertising expenses. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.